This is Wade Ransky with the Chief Organizer's Report, the grim present and future for the aging and disabled poor. An In These Times article by Octavia Spaghiari sucked me in with a pull quote that blared, as the United States faces the largest health care cuts in its history, set to strip $500 billion from Medicare and $1 trillion from Medicaid over the next 9 years, leaving a projected 16 million people without coverage, Texas boarding home model could represent a painful preview of things to come. We all know about the horror coming from these cuts triggered by Trump's budget bill to protect tax breaks for the rich by forcing the poor to pay in pain. But what in the world is this Texas boarding home model? We've organized around nursing homes and home care care for decades, but what in the blue hell might this be? Buckle up, because this is a terrible ride. In Texas and many other states, boarding homes are one of the terms used to describe group homes for elderly or disabled people in private individuals' residences, providing three hots and a cot under a roof with varying levels of support and frequently operating with little to no oversight. The car crash ahead of us is now coming into focus, as Spaghiari explains. On their surface, the homes seem like a potentially good solution to complex social problems. As a low-cost, community-based model, boarding homes, which typically cost residents around $1,400 per month, compared with a median cost ranging between $5,500 and $7,000 per month for a nursing home bed, are often the only option for those who can't afford a private nursing home or don't qualify for Medicaid. In Texas, the problem is compounded by two factors. One, that the state has the highest percentage of uninsured residents in the country, totaling about 5 million people, including many of Texas's roughly 2.1 million undocumented immigrants. And two, that the state's low Medicaid reimbursement rates have contributed to the closure of 84 nursing homes in the past 5 years and a loss of thousands of long-term care beds. It takes no imagination to understand this kind of dumping and warehousing of poor elderly and disabled is coming at us everywhere, and likely is already unseen, unnoticed, and potentially unregulated where we live and is about to explode. When nursing homes and hospitals run past their legal obligations and don't see the dollars to continue a patient's care, these unlicensed makeshift workarounds are where they're discharging patients. You say tomato, I say tomato. But these boarding homes may be called personal care homes in Pennsylvania or board and care homes in California or whatever in your state, but there is no federal oversight, inspections, or reports in most cases with any regulation that might exist coming from the state or, like in Texas, even county and local authorities. Where Houston requires a local permit and there are 300 registered, Texas has a model law, but compliance is voluntary for local governments. The easiest way to understand this in a best case way is that this is a home care in a group, residential setting, supposedly providing light housework, meal prep, grocery shopping, money management, laundry services, or assistance with self-administered administration or medication. Depending on the needs of the client, that might work, but with no oversight or inspection, corners will be cut, false claims of care will be made to families, and profiteering, abuse, and neglect will happen. In fact, the Harris County DA has even found cases where hospital discharge managers are incentivized to send patients to boarding homes and sometimes receive a referral fee, not that there's any other place for them to go. Talking about Texas and many other states, especially now where there are significant undocumented populations that are now restricted from accessing anything from health systems other than emergency services, where else will people go? Without state and federal investment in alternatives and regulation, this is all going to get worse in Texas and everywhere else in the country, and the chances are slim of that happening anytime soon. Affordability is at the heart of this crisis for the patients, making their right to choose meaningless when they have no alternatives, especially now that we're living in many states and a country without care. This is Wade Ransky for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.